Just because you have a bunch of attention doesn't mean that you have an audience. And I learned this when I worked at a travel news and data media company called Skift. And I sat a couple chairs away from the founder, Rafat Ali, who's kind of a legend in the New York City media world. And he always used to ask us, just as a reminder, something to think about, would people miss us if our company disappeared tomorrow? He didn't care nearly as much at how many people were looking at our site. He cared about how many diehard fans we had. And specifically, he said, don't focus on scale, focus on resonance. And at the time, his words went against the grain of what other people in media were saying and thinking about. I worked for him at a time when everybody wanted to be like these other media companies, like BuzzFeed and Mike, two media companies that both reached millions of people every day. But both companies, they tried to appeal to everybody. They said more eyeballs equals better. And Rafat said, we're going to do the opposite. We're going to serve a targeted audience of people who are obsessed with what we do. And then we're going to get them on our email list. And that's exactly what he did. And today, Skift is a thriving media company that's got to be worth more than $50 million. And you've probably never heard of them. And that's kind of the point. They've thrived by serving a niche incredibly well and getting people to cross what I call the public to private bridge. From Skift, I learned that an audience isn't the number of people who know your name. It's the number of people that you can contact at any time, the number of people that you've built trust with over months and years. And building one of those audiences begins with attracting people on public platforms such as Twitter and YouTube. Then what you do is you get them onto your private platforms, like an email list. So I want to talk about the benefit of public platforms and private platforms. And what's good about public platforms is they act like public squares where people can find you serendipitously. You know, all these people are on Twitter and TikTok and YouTube, and people can find you serendipitously there. But what those public platforms give you in free reach, they take away in the lack of a direct connection to your audience. The public platforms, they reserve the right to kick you off the platform at their discretion, and they make it pretty hard to contact people, at least in bulk. And I love the idea from Naval Ravikant that building an audience on a public platform is like building a castle out of sand. One minute, your construction is intricate and beautiful, and the next, it's been destroyed. And from Skift, I learned that even though you should use public platforms, you should never let them control your entire audience. And there's other examples of companies that struggled because they put too much faith in public platforms. You know, there's a video streaming platform called Meerkat that learned this lesson the hard way. In its early days, it integrated with Twitter. So all of a user's followers who were live streaming, they received a notification. All the followers would receive a notification whenever you went live. But one day, after Twitter launched a competing app called Periscope, Twitter revoked access to their social graph and effectively put Meerkat out of business overnight. But David, if these public platforms are so risky, if they can just deplatform you at any moment, if they make it so hard to connect with your audiences, why in the world would you use them? Well, once again, public platforms give you free reach, and sharing your ideas there is the fastest way to grow your audience, expand the number of people who know about you. But you only have an audience so long as those people eventually sign up for your private channels, as long as they cross your public to private bridge. You know, Instagram and YouTube, two successful companies, now come to mind of what this looks like when it goes well. Instagram grew quickly by helping users post photos on Facebook and Twitter, which eventually drew people into its own Instagram app, which people would then visit directly. Likewise, YouTube grew on the back of MySpace by making it easy for people to embed videos on the platform on MySpace. And then over time, people started visiting YouTube directly. And then in the writing sphere, James Clear grew his audience on the back of Google Search's public platform and now on Twitter. And he was able to convert more than 1 million of those readers into email subscribers who he can now contact directly. And fueled by those direct relationships, his book, Atomic Habits, don't get me wrong, it's excellent. But he was fueled by the public to private bridge. He's a brilliant marketer. And because of that, he climbed to the number one spot on the New York Times bestseller list. Why? Because he had an audience. And what do Instagram, YouTube, and James Clear all have in common? They all succeeded by riding the wave of a public platform. And it is like crossing that bridge where users find you on public platforms and become part of your audience once they cross the bridge and land inside of your private communication channels where you can contact them directly. I mean, personally, this is exactly what I do. The majority of my audience growth and expansion happens on Twitter's public platform, where I make it easy for people to cross the public to private bridge by linking to my email list. I have a 50 days of writing email series, and I say, if you enter your email here, you're going to get 50 days of emails with writing instruction, no fluff, right to the point. And then I've realized that when you make it hard for people to sign up to your email list, when they have to click a bunch of links to go find you, well, that's the equivalent of putting tolls on your public to private bridge, which of course is going to stop people from crossing it. So let me take all that, put it all together for you. Start by attracting attention on public platforms such as Twitter, YouTube, Hacker News, Reddit, Instagram, whatever it is. But then help your audience, make it easy for them to cross the bridge onto your private platforms so that you can store value in a list of contacts that nobody can take away from you. Because only then, and only with that trust and the ability to contact people directly, do you have an audience.